4 degrees in Nashville. We expect sunny skies today and a high in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. The Tennessee General Assembly has passed a measure that would make it a state crime to remain in the U.S. after a final deportation order has been issued. The measure is part of an immigration package proposed by U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson sponsored the bill. The Franklin Republican says the bill would not do much under the Trump administration, but it would make a difference under a different administration with different immigration priorities.
Under current law, well, you have to, I guess, defer to who is in the White House at the particular time and if the occupant of the White House is actually enforcing federal immigration law.
Immigration attorneys have criticized the bill, saying final deportation orders are not always the last say in an immigration case. The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. Despite other pieces of Miller's legislative package passing both chambers, this may be the first bill to make it to Lee's desk, since the House and Senate versions of the bill are in sync. Self-driving cars are finishing up test runs on Nashville's streets. Now the State Transportation Department has announced it's partnering with a private freight company to test driverless trucks. The trial will be on a 40-mile stretch of I-40 between Memphis and Blue Oval City, the West Tennessee manufacturing complex set to produce Ford vehicles. Waymo's autonomous cars are already being criticized for not following the flow of traffic. The idea of driverless trucks brings on larger concerns over safety. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.